2025 Ghana Budget, a bold step towards transformation. TheBridgeGroup.com speech by the Finance Minister of Ghana, Dr. Kasiolato Bafferson. Mr. Speaker, fellow Ghanaians, distinguished members of Parliament, it is with great honor and responsibility that I stand before you today to present the 2025 budget statement and economic policy of Ghana. This budget represents a bold step towards national transformation, economic recovery, and social empowerment. Under the leadership of President John Mahama, we have not only made promises but have delivered on them. Today, I am proud to declare that we have fulfilled 22 key commitments that are reshaping our nation. GhanaRegions.com, a government that works for the people. Mr. Speaker, we pledge to run a lean and effective government. By reducing the number of ministers to just 60, we have cut down bureaucracy and saved millions in administrative costs. This is a testament to our commitment to responsible governance and accountability. Tax relief for Ghanaians, a breath of fresh air. Ghanaians have long struggled under the burden of excessive taxation. We listened, and we acted. The removal of the e-levy and betting tax marks a new chapter where citizens can engage in digital transactions and businesses can thrive without unnecessary tax constraints. Additionally, we have abolished the COVID-19 levy, ensuring that Ghanaians keep more of their hard-earned money while we focus on economic recovery through sustainable means. GhanaSky.com, education for all, breaking barriers to learning. Mr. Speaker, we believe that education is the foundation of national development. In this budget, we have introduced transformative policies to ensure no Ghanaian child is left behind, elimination of academic fees for first-year students across all tertiary institutions. Free tertiary education for persons with disabilities, ensuring inclusivity in higher education. Continuing and improving free SHS to guarantee that every Ghanaian child receives quality secondary education. Provision of free sanitary pads to schoolgirls to support their education and well-being. Free textbooks for all school children to enhance learning outcomes. Uncapping of the GET fund to ensure sustainable financing for education. These policies underscore our unwavering dedication to building an educated and empowered workforce for the future. Quality healthcare, a commitment to every Ghanaian. Health is wealth, and this government is taking steps to ensure that every Ghanaian has access to quality healthcare. The Mahama Cares program will finance the treatment of non-communicable diseases, providing relief for thousands of families. Additionally, we are uncapping the NHIL, National Health Insurance Levy, to guarantee sustainable funding for healthcare services across the country. Job creation and economic recovery, the $10 billion Big Push program. Mr. Speaker, to address unemployment and boost industrialization, we are implementing the $10 billion Big Push program. This initiative will inject massive investments into infrastructure projects, create thousands of direct and indirect jobs, boost local businesses and entrepreneurs. This program is a game changer, putting Ghana on the path to economic prosperity while ensuring sustainable development. GhanaSky.com, strengthening governance and accountability. Good governance is the bedrock of national progress. We are initiating the constitution review process to ensure our legal framework meets the needs of the modern Ghanaian society. Additionally, our commitment to accountability remains strong, with a national effort to recover all looted state funds and reinvest them into national development. Empowering teachers, nurses and local leaders. Our frontline workers are the backbone of this nation. To appreciate their sacrifices, we have introduced ALAWA allowances for teachers and nurses to motivate and retain talent in critical sectors. Monthly allowances for assembly members to strengthen grassroots governance and development. Resetting Ghana, a new beginning. Mr. Speaker, we are not just managing Ghana, we are resetting Ghana. This budget is a bold, people-centered economic recovery plan that prioritizes relief, growth, and opportunity for all. The steps we are taking today will define the future of our great nation, ensuring that every Ghanaian benefits from the progress we make. TheBridgeGroup.com, we are not just making promises, we are delivering. Together, let us build the Ghana we all want. Thank you. Source: debridgegroup.com.